Once he'd cycled off, Opie stopped by a brick wall and waited a moment. She checked her watch. This friend was always late. Finally, a gigantic tabby cat with furry tufts on the end of her ears emerged from a bush and strolled towards Opie, yawning and scattering dry mud. A collar around her neck announced in swirling letters that you were in the presence of Margot von Katten. Lucky you. Come on, I'm going to be late, Opie said. Margot never hurried. She hopped up onto the wall and inspected Opie's hands, checking they were perfectly clean before she allowed her head to be scratched. Once Margot got bored of her, Opie carried on to school, the sun already hot on the top of her head. She walked down a street dominated by large buildings that gave her some shade and trotted past the Varling Cinema, the Varling Supermarket, and the Varling Bowling Alley. Soon she reached the St. Francis of Assisi school gates. Opie stood in front of her school and sighed. Even being near her school made her feel anxious and shy. Opie had joined the school a year ago, when they'd moved to be near the studio for Highland Docks. She was a little quiet in her first week at school. Most people would have been. It was perfectly understandable. But on the Thursday of that first week, a boy called Killian Keogh had embarrassed her in front of the whole class by saying, "You're really quiet. Is it because you're shy, or are you too clever to talk to us?" Everyone stared at her as Opie blushed a hot red. "Oh, okay," Killian said, pointing at her like she was a science experiment. "Shy.